This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and Trudy? Who's Trudy? Truly being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you guys are with us, and you're online, and you're paying attention. Well, I hope you're paying attention. I think you are, anyway. All right, so, you know, this Kavanaugh thing, right, got them going nuts. Get the left going out of their minds. This is like, I mean, can you imagine if Hillary Clinton was president today and she had this opportunity? You would have a Supreme Court, and tell me if I'm wrong, that would either have Barack Obama on there, Eric Holder, I don't know, Loretta Lynch. I would probably go down the list of people that she would have put on there. And you're going to tell me? You know, instead of losing Roe versus Wade, you'd probably lose your religious freedoms. Anyhow, yeah, hit the ground running, huh? Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged. You know, all day long I've been listening to these people screaming about how women are going to lose their rights. I mean, we've heard this from day one. Trump ever became president. Remember, they're going to put y'all. Now, who do you think he's talking about? They're going to put y'all back in chains. Right? Uncle Joe Biden. Who was he talking about? Well, who put him in chains to begin with? I wonder. Right? If he gets in, women won't be able to have abortions anymore. Yeah. Saw that happen. The economy would tank. It's done. It's over. America, as you know it. I mean, they basically stole the lines from the conservatives when Obama first got in. This just never stops. I mean, both sides do it. I get it. But it never stops. Some of you are making me nuts with some of the stuff you're sending me. I'm not going to jump on every little thing. It ain't going to happen. And then I heard one nut job. Yes, I do mean nut job in such a... Well, I guess in the most loving way that you can mean it. One nut job today says, hey, you know, Trump picked this guy because he's an anti-Clinton and it'll keep him out of jail if and when he gets nailed for the Russian probe. I want you to think about that. So again, it's all about Russia. Russia, Russia, Russia. Always about Russia. How do you do that? How do you do that all the time? You know, really, seriously, and what is it? Mueller now wants to put on a half a dozen more attorneys? And listen, don't take your eye off the ball here, because just because we're screaming about, you know, what's going on with the Supreme Court doesn't mean Mueller, whatever you want to call him, hasn't slowed down. Or has slowed down. They're looking to hang somebody, and it all points to the White House. And it doesn't, you know, the evidence doesn't report point to the White House. They want it to point to the White House. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I love this stuff. So, you know, and Kavanaugh's going to stop everything, right? Women aren't going to be able to get abortions anymore. Religion's going to outrank whatever. I mean, the stuff I heard today was hilarious. But the best one was the fact that this was simply a get-out-of-jail-free card for Trump. That was the best. California legislators, state senator, says we don't have a problem with law enforcement, we got a problem with racism. However, what he wants is to put, he's putting a bill out there, a California bill, that would limit the amount of force police officers could use. He is going to dictate to them, although he's probably never been in the field, he's probably never had to deal with some of the idiots that police officers have to deal with, but he's going to tell them how to do their job. This is the biggest problem with legislators, especially in California, because they've got all the answers to everything, although they've been involved in nothing. I remember with this, many legislators, especially senators in California, have been indicted. I'm sure they won't have any problem passing laws that tie the hands of law enforcement. Law enforcement organizations are unlikely to compromise with the advocates of a proposal to restrict the circumstances under which police officers could use deadly force. Their staunch opposition significantly diminishes the prospects for Assembly Bill 931, which would increase the state standard for lethal use of force from reasonable to necessary. Who decides what's necessary? Considering how often they get nailed for it being reasonable, not reasonable. Everybody, you know, it's crowd rules in California, especially up in Sacramento. Now, the measure is a bit lengthy, and it passed its first policy committee, which is a good, I won't say it's a good thing. For them, it's a good thing. Because usually if somebody doesn't want it to go, if somebody of power and prominence doesn't want to hit the floor, they kill it in committee. It faces a lengthy and complicated path ahead in the legislature. It's got a long way to go, but I'm telling you, if they want it, they'll get it. They don't need any. Look, it doesn't matter how much resistance the Republicans give them up there. They've got the majority vote. And if they didn't, again, if they didn't have a few people that were indicted, they'd have an unstoppable, but they still have an unstoppable vote because the governor is going to go against his own. He never goes against his own. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is your opinion.
It's a fact.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
We are back. Come on, everybody.
And I'm proud to be an American.
Look, if you're not proud to be an American, what are you doing here? What do you want to do? Change it to Venezuela? What are you doing here? I mean, you can be proud to be an American and not really like the way everything's going. Some of us knew what that was like for 8 years. But, you know, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Or head over to the website and buy my book. Go to the store, if you're from the East Coast. Go to the store and buy Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those labels that they put on us, they don't really mean anything. But heck, if they're going to use them, so am I, right? It's free. Anyway, you know, buy the book, you get an idea what it's like. You know, you get the information you need to fight the left. You get the information you need on the right to see what, how they see us, how they think about us. Or you can buy a coffee mug, because everything tastes better in a TRS coffee mug. I'm telling you. Whether you believe me or not, it does. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. Okay, let's get to it. You know, we're talking about how in California, the loons are at it again. They have total control, so it's impossible to stop them. And they're at it again because now they want to do, they're going to tell police. Most of these guys have never spent a day in a police car. They've done well, except in the back. But most of them have never spent a day in a police car doing what these guys do, being put in front of what these guys are put in front of. I think if you're going to put forward a bill about law enforcement, you at least have to have done a ride-along for a couple days. What do you think? Now, rank-and-file police and the Police Safety Commission are totally against this. They don't really care. No, I'm talking about the legislators. They don't really care. Right? I mean, now you're going to have police officers trying to decide how much force is too much force. Do they call and get permission? Can I shoot? Once, twice? You know, I mean, really? He goes on to say that we agree that more training can result in better outcomes, but there is a fundamental disagreement about raising the standard above what the Supreme Court has said. That's Jonathan Feldman, a lobbyist for the California Police Chiefs Association. A pair of U.S. Supreme Court cases 3 decades ago created a legal precedent that police can kill suspects if a reasonable officer is in similar circumstances would have acted the same way. Now, the Supreme Court has defined it as reasonable. The state of California, which knows better than any other court, any other legislative body, are saying, nah, it can't be reasonable. AB 931, which was introduced this spring following the shooting death of Stephon Clark in the southern Sacramento area, would limit that justification to situations where officers have no available alternatives to protect themselves or others. So let me see. If they got a rock, they should throw it. If they got a club, they should use it. Maybe they could hide behind the car. What do you think? And what if they put the same standards on their bodyguards? What do you think? Hey, you can't draw the gun, you can't use the gun, you can't even talk about the gun unless we are sure that the other person is going to shoot. Even if he has a gun in his hand, we've got to be sure he's going to shoot. Law enforcement officials have denounced this sharply. They contend we put officers' lives in danger by opening up their split-second decisions to further scrutiny. Always. You think about driving a vehicle, driving a car, you go down the road, a lot of decisions you make are split second. You don't time to contemplate and work them out. It's like not like a chess move, right? The Peace Officers Research Association of California spoke up during the Tuesday hearing. They're talking about retraining more than 100,000 California police under the new standard. Senator Holly Mitchell, a Los Angeles Democrat, who was previously criticized by law enforcement because she blocked legislative efforts that would address police shootings, jumped on the argument. She says, is it a mere matter of cost? From what's your perspective, what would constitute or justify retraining a police officer, she asked. The training is huge. It's going to be a difficult task to train that many people that fast. And there's no money in the bill. These guys are infamous for this. They never put money in the bill for these kind of things. This governor loves to talk about how he balanced the budget, but he doesn't talk about how he balanced the budget on the backs of, you know, the education world, on the counties, and so on. With unfunded mandates, things that we've been doing for years, and all of a sudden, the state said, no more money for you. That guy, what was the soup Nazi? No money for you. Aaron Reed, a lobbyist for PORAC, said he pointed out that the law enforcement organizations had supported legislation several years ago to add training on how to handle suspects with mental health issues, but it was turned down. See, they never tell you about that part. Mitchell questioned whether a lack of resources for training was the real issue with supporting the bill, but Because when the law enforcement makes it a priority, we find a way. So find a way. You guys run the place. Democrats have total run of Sacramento. They have total run of the legislative process. So none of this stuff can be put on a Republican or a conservative. Everything that goes on up there is the direct effect, direct fault of the Democrats that run the state. Like I always say, if you want to see how the, if you want to see how the country would run, come look at California. Real look. Don't listen to the Democrats. Don't even listen to the Republicans. Do your own work. The he said, I've sat on public safety committee since I was elected. I can count on one hand the number of times law enforcement has come to the table to truly collaboratively to truly collaboratively address issues. Perhaps mental health is politically an easier pill to swallow than a race-based body. Just how about this? How about this? How about you grow a spine, lay it out, and put it on the table? You know, these guys are so righteous when you can blame or point somebody else. But you're in the Senate. You're with them. Why didn't you put anything on the table? Why haven't you been chasing this? Why haven't you been screaming about this? Why? Because your party was not interested in it. They didn't want to take it on. They didn't want to deal with it. You cannot blame the Republicans for this. The Democratic lawmakers advanced AB 931 out of the Public Safety Committee. The initial vote was 5-1. Many of the supporters in the room, they carried pictures of friends and family that had been killed by police. They should have been a whole bunch of people behind them with members of their families that were killed by illegals. I wonder how many more of those there would have been there. Joe Messina, your host. You listen to Real Side. Don't go far.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless them.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump's pick for the U.S. Supreme Court has been making the rounds on Capitol Hill. As Judge Brett Kavanaugh began meeting with senators, Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called him a superb choice and, anticipating Democrats will want to know how Kavanaugh would rule in certain situations, he quoted Ruth Bader Ginsburg from her confirmation hearing.
A judge sworn to decide impartially can offer no forecast
No hints.
He said he plans a vote on the nomination this fall.
We've got a great nominee here that I think deserves bipartisan support.
Top Senate Democrat Charles Schumer says Kavanaugh is way out of the mainstream and that there's little doubt he'll move to undermine health care protections and women's reproductive rights.
He passed President Trump's litmus tests.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Are some messed up white people.
This is roller rink music. We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email to joe@therealside.com if you've got something to say. We are having email issues, but I'll do the best I can. joe@therealside.com. Look at, if you really, one listener told me last night that he had called from the app that we have. We have an iPhone, an Android app. It allows you to converse with the people, other people listening to the show. You can join the chat room there online. You can send me an email right from there. You can make comments. You can do all kinds of crazy stuff right from the application. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. We were talking about the Democrats, the lunatics in California, who are now talking about passing laws that would kind of, and there's no other way to put it, it's going to second guess what police ought to do when they're in the field. It's going to second guess how much force they can actually use or not use. So every move they make, every time somebody gets hurt, every time something gets out of hand, right, the cops are going to have to rethink what they're doing because they don't want to get in trouble, they don't want to get hurt. This is nuts. You know, it's really simple for me. Don't break the law. Pull over. Roll down the windows. Put your hands on the dashboard. Don't start that crap like, what'd you pull me over for? I wasn't doing anything wrong. Now, I know we've all seen the shootings, and yes, you have cops that do stupid things. You have cops that do criminal stuff. And yes, they should be in jail for it. But what happens when you think of the amount of shootings that take place every year, when you think of the amount of officer-involved shootings, and how many are truly wrong or problematic? We don't need a law for it. We just don't. And, you know, when you listen to these guys talk, like Senator Steve Bradford out of Gardena, California, a Democrat, he says, it always blows me away when the law enforcement fear for their life only when they're facing black and brown people. Which is just an utter and flat-out lie. Because more white people are shot by cops than blacks and Hispanics. But that's beside the point. We can get into that on another night. So Senator Steve Bradford out of Gardena also said, it blows me away when black and brown men and women don't even get to the jail. They don't even get a chance to be arrested. See, it's easy to throw that stuff out there without any real proof. It's easy to throw that stuff out there like you know what you're talking about. And the sad part about it is once it's out there, it's almost impossible to pull back in. Seriously. The other thing here, which I just think this is just hilarious. All right, so this is from my Republican friends. We'll get to the other story in a minute. Congress. You need to... Now, my Republican friends, I'm not telling you to vote these nuts out yet unless you have somebody to replace them with. But remember, they're in every 2 years. And it may be a little bit too late this time. I don't know. But, you know, we've all got Congress people in our area. And you Republicans especially, you need to come together. You need to go to your local congressman's office, especially the Republican ones, and you go, look, you get on board, you truly make something happen about immigration, or guess what? This is your last 2 years. You will be retiring in 2020, I guarantee you. They've seen their people lose their seats. They could have taken care of this already. And back in 2014, I called it with McConnell. He needs to go. He needs to retire. He needs to go home. He's got over 300 bills sitting on his desk that he got from Congress he's done absolutely nothing with. I don't know if it's because he doesn't have the vote, or he doesn't care for them, or he doesn't think it's a big... I don't know. And some people on the inside, I don't know them. Some people on the inside say that Congress has no plan to end immigration or the child separation. Anything that's going on right now, they don't want to deal with it. They're afraid to deal with it. They're idiots. You want to deal with it. You want to get it down in a bill. Let's see who's willing to vote. I think that's part of the fear. They don't want you to see who would vote for and against it in an election year. Right? They're kicking the can down the road again to fix this problem, just this immediate problem with the separation of immigrant families. They can lay out a temporary fix to this for a couple of months, or however long they need, right? And then let it go to the courts. This is where we're so screwed up in this country, by the way. The courts were never put there to make law or tell the lawmakers that they were wrong. That's not what it was supposed to be. It's either constitutional or it's not. It's like the state Supreme Courts. They're supposed to match things against the state Supreme Court, the state constitution, not what they feel is right or wrong. I go back to what Justice Kagan did with Trump's travel ban, right? What did she say? She didn't quote statute. She didn't quote laws, legal precedents. She didn't quote anything from the Constitution. She said the reason that she ruled that his ban should not stand is because of what he said on the campaign trail. So now what we've done, now what we have with justices like Kagan, is you're guilty for something you say, you're guilty for something you think, and not for what you do. Doesn't matter what you do. Has anybody on the left come out and said, and I played the Comey speech here, for lack of a better term, have any of those justices come out and said, hey, you know what, Hillary should have been charged, it should have been put in front of a court? I'll bet you nobody has. Even though when you play her comments side by side, it's very obvious that she lied. Very obvious she lied. Now Congress has pushed this down the road again, so you and I can keep talking about, keep dealing with it with the 30-some-odd of them that are retiring. And I don't think it's because they've had too much time there. I don't think it's because they, realize that they've seen their day, if you would. I think the reason they're retiring is because they don't want to fight the same way Trump does. They don't want to fight for the principles and what have you that the American people actually want. How many of those guys, when you vote for them, actually go to Congress and you see them vote the way you want them to vote most of the time? I think you can count them in one hand because they start figuring out, because we keep reelecting them. They vote the way they want to. They vote what's beneficial to them. was an observation today that Judge Kavanaugh is not rich by any stretch of the imagination. Because someone called him an, a D.C. insider. Well, let me tell you what, I don't know any D.C. insiders that aren't rich. They all have money once they've been there for any length of time. He still has no money. No money to speak of. He pays his bills like everybody else does. He's got two girls and a wife. And he has got no significant assets to speak of. Anyway, the a White House spokesperson didn't respond to requests for the administration's stance on the issue or what officials had recently communicated to Congress. President Donald Trump said Tuesday morning he has a solution. You're not going to like it. It was really simple. Didn't require a law. It is the law already, but didn't require a law. Trump just said, look, if you don't want a child separation problem, don't come here illegally. Really, that simple. Don't you love it when it's that simple, the left can't handle it. They don't know what to do with it, do they? In the Senate, a bipartisan team of senators, including Dianne Feinstein, we all know her, California, Tom Tillis, a Republican of North Carolina, Ted Cruz, Dick Durbin, they've been working on a compromise bill, but that has also stalled as senators look for further guidance from Trump. Now, you know, why is it stalled? Trump's already said, fix it. Get in there and fix it. Fix it doesn't mean that you put up the fence and everybody already on the other side of the fence gets to stay. That's not fixing it. And if you want to pull at your heartstrings because you don't want people thrown out of the country, because I can tell you something, I agree with a lot of people saying you can't deport 15, 18, 20, 30 million people. I got ways to fix that, but I'm not going to eat up the whole hour on this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. When we come back, if you're at a restaurant right now, don't tip. No tipping. Tipping is racist. Didn't you know that? We'll be back in a minute.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. preparewithgcn.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation rehabilitation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate... No, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate. That's more like it.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time he's spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, but you can also give me your email address, because once a week, I send out, and even then, I'm not consistent with it. Yeah, I get a little stupid at times. And you send out... If you give me your email address, once a week I send you out stories we're going to be doing, people we might be talking to, that kind of stuff. And you can decide, you know, I mean, I'd rather not send anything out. That way you have to tune in all the time, every day, to find out who we're going to have on and what we're going to be talking about. But at least there, you can see the kind of topics we're going to be talking about, you could help. Yeah, just, you know, support our sponsors. You might find something that you're actually using on a regular basis you could get from us instead of somebody else who really doesn't care about you. I may start selling, you should know a guy that made Patriot Coffee. I may start selling that instead of you giving Starbucks the time of day. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So if you're in a restaurant... Right now, when it comes time to pay the bill, I'd like you to look at the waiter or the waitress or the server or whatever they're calling them nowadays and say, you know, I'd love it added a tip to the check, But, you know, those people on the left, I don't want to give them any matter. Because they say that, according to history, tipping is racist. That's right. And it's got to be real because it's on the Mother Jones site. You know what I mean? But now, can you imagine looking at your server and saying, God, I'm really having a hard time with this. Because I want to give you a few bucks, but I don't want to be considered a racist. Mother Jones said, I would be a racist. She goes on to say, fresh out of college and working at an unpaid intern for a San Francisco nonprofit, I paid the bills by moonlighting at an Indian restaurant in the Pacific Heights neighborhood. My hostess job entailed long stretches of boredom punctuated by, you know, just crazy frenzies of people coming in. There were icy glares from impatient diners, reprimands from managers for drifting from my podium. But compared with most restaurant workers, I was sitting pretty. My hourly rate exceeded California's minimum wage. I was tipped out by the service at the end of each shift. I even received health care benefits because it was a city mandate. Very few of the Americans, 11 million restaurant workers, share my story. The federal minimum wage is a paltry like $8 an hour. But in 18 states, servers, bussers, and hosts are paid just about $3 or $4 an hour. I'm sorry, just about $3 or $4 less than the price of a Big Mac. Right? This is a federal tipped minimum wage. Were you aware of that?
No.
So they kind of guess at minimum wage, and they take that off your rate. Now, some of you may know better. I don't know. I've never been a server. I would have been a lousy server. Okay, not because I think it's beneath me, but I would have brought something to the table, and they would have said, that doesn't look like what I ordered. And I go, too bad, it's food, right? Just eat it. It's good for you. These food workers will make up the difference in tips. That's why they have a tipped minimum wage. Now I know some waiters, waitresses, server people that work in decent restaurants, and some of them make $150 to $200 a day in tips. I'm sorry, how's that a problem? Right? In California, you have to pay full wages. But seriously, if you're getting more money, and the IRS makes you claim that as income, which is fine, but that is definitely the honor system, is it not? Now, on the surface, tipping just seems to be a little bit more than a reward for, you know, the what you've done, how you've taken care, how polite you were, how fast you got my food to the table. But the practice was unsavory. I can't even pronounce the person's name. Saru, last name unpronounceable. A labor activist and author of Forked, a New Standard for American Dining, told the writer that during a taping of Bite, the new food and politics podcast from Mother Jones, the origin of the word is unclear. One theory says tip is shorthand for to ensure promptness. Another suggests it's from the 17th century thief slang meaning to give. In any case, European aristocrats popularized the habit of slipping gratuities into their host servants. By the mid-1800s, rich Americans, hoping to flaunt the European sophistication, brought the practice here. So, see, it's the Europeans again. They start everything. Goes on to say that the people embraced tipping primarily because it enabled them to save money by hiring newly freed slaves to work for tips. Plenty of Americans frowned upon the practice, and a union-led movement began bans on tipping in several states. The fervor spread to Europe, too, before fizzling in the United States. By 1926, the state tipping bans had been repealed. America's first minimum wage law passed by Congress in 1938 allowed states to set a lower wage for tipped workers. But it was until the 1960s that labor advocated and they persuaded Congress to adopt a new federal minimum wage. You know, think about this. Why you're being tipped as a, you know, when I go to a restaurant, if I'm known as a good tipper, guess who gets their food faster? Right? And you're going to say, well, that's unfair because some people can't afford to tip. Then what are you doing eating at that restaurant? You know what I mean? Seriously, I don't have a problem with this, but I think this is hilarious that you would consider tipping a racist thing. In 1996, former Godfather Pizza CEO Herman Cain, who was then the head of the National Restaurant Association, helped convince a Republican-led Congress to decouple the two wages. The tip minimum had been stuck at $2.13 since then. Now, this is why restaurant workers today take home some of the lowest pay offered by the... Look, you take the job. I'm sorry. Nobody twists your arm, beats you over the head, pounds on you to take the job. Nobody. Think about it. We're also concerned that some people are getting, they're not getting paid enough. They're getting underpaid. They don't have the right benefits. But when you go to these places, you know exactly what you're doing when you go there. You know exactly what you're signing up for, do you not? I mean, if you don't know what you're signing up for, something's wrong with you. Not me, you. So when you get, and again, if you're really good at what you do, and you listen, go find a friend, a loved one, a cousin, uncle, aunt, who is in the hospitality business, who is in the food services business. If you're a good waiter or waitress, you can clean up. You know, I love these people that I go out to eat with sometimes, and they'll tip, and they'll tip well. My coffee came cold. My food came late. You had to ask for the same stuff like 3 or 4 or 5 times. And what do they say to me? When I say to them, why did you give that person that much of a tip? They didn't do the job. They didn't do what they were supposed to do. And they inevitably always say the same thing. Well, now that person has a family to feed, too. Well, I'll tell you what, buddy. If I got a family to feed, I'm hustling to make sure I'm doing the job right. I'm hustling to try to get more money in the tip. I'm hustling to make sure I'm an asset, not a liability for the company. I don't want to just get by. I don't want to promote. And you know, my conservative friends, you squishies, don't promote mediocrity. That's what you're doing when you tip somebody well because they didn't do the job and you feel bad for them. Maybe they had a bad day. If they had a bad day, leave it at home. And then the server person that just constantly hustles, constantly is Johnny on the spot, they get the same amount of money. Listen, to my biblical friends, that's not even biblically correct. Anyway, you know, when you talk about the poverty levels in this country, I know that for me, there were times in my life I had to work 2 or 3 jobs to make ends meet. I had to work 2 or 3 jobs just to make sure I could put food on the table. But again, I go back to the same thing I always say about these stories. Where does racism play into this? In one study, researchers at Cornell University and Mississippi College found that customers at an unnamed national chain, even the black customers, tipped white servers better than black servers. So what do you want me to do? You want me to chase these people out of the restaurant and put my hand in their wallet and put more on the table? They have no reason here, by the way, in the article as to why that actually happens. But they think that black people are treating black people poorly? Yeah, I can fix that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. Again, as I say, a lot more coming up. You know that LGBTQ-hating president we have? Boy, is he confusing. We'll talk about that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side.